Good evening and welcome to URN's coverage of ice hockey at the 2018 Nottingham Varsity Series. It's the biggest night of student sport, the biggest student ice hockey game outside of North America, and the biggest night of the calendar for the green and gold. We'll be bringing you all the action on URN live, on air and via our live blog, taking you through everything both on and off the ice. With URN, you won't miss a single moment of the action. I'm Joe Tanner.
And I'm Jeremy Dunn. And over the next 3 hours, we'll be bringing you every face-off, every power play and every altercation. This promises to be a fantastic night of sporting action, both for the Green and Gold and the Trent Army, with the score of this year's series already finally balanced at 1 point apiece.
As we know, the bragging rights for this one are always hotly contested. It's 2 wins in 2 now for Nottingham Trent in recent years, with 9-5 in 2015 and 5-4 in 2016, where Unioff couldn't quite claw their way back from 3 goals down to Trent early in the game. 2 years of hurt. Hopefully the green and gold come back with earnest in this one. We're joined now with a quick discussion pre-match with our commentary team. It's Ollie Roberts and Savannah Howard. Savannah, you of course co-commentated on last year's match as well. Where do you think things went wrong for the green and gold last year?
I think the main problem for green and gold last year would be Joe Aston. He was Trent's, you know, he was his their main player, their strongest player. It was easy for him. He could go coast to coast, score through our lack of defence. We had only forwards playing defence. It was a messy team last year.
Yeah, I remember commentating that with you then, Savannah, and it certainly it was a bit frantic. But Ollie, you were commentating on the Battle for Knots, which occurred earlier on the year, which is the preview game for it. That also finished 5-4 to Trent, though. So all this isn't boding very well for tonight, it has to be said, but surely there must be some good news you can give us for all the green and gold fans out there as we look ahead to tonight's action.
Yeah, so as you said, Jeremy, I was thoroughly lucky enough to have the opportunity to commentate on that Battle of Knots game a few months ago. The match was competitive right up until the final whistle before Nottingham Trent scored with only moments to go to take a 5-4 victory. In previous years, though, whoever's lost this Battle of Knots game has gone on to win the Varsity game. So whilst you might just say this is a coincidence, you can't help but feel a little more excitement for the University of Nottingham tonight after hearing a statistic like that. It could have something to do with the mental side of things as well. Many of those playing tonight will be keen to avenge the loss the University of Nottingham suffered in February, so we could see increased intensity and motivation because of it. That being said, in my opinion, Nottingham Trent were deserving winners at the Battle of Knots, and if it hadn't been for the exploits of their Uni of Nottingham's goaltender, the scoreline could have been far more comprehensive. In this way then, if Unioff do take the lead tonight, they need to be more solid defensively, because Nottingham Trent will definitely have their chances tonight, and we've already seen how quickly a game like this can turn on its head.
We're now joined by our roaming reporters Liam Fleming and Alex Buxton, who are getting a sense of the atmosphere among the crowd. Guys, how's it shaping up down there?
Yeah, hello. We are down live rinkside as the fans start to file in. We've got a massive sold-out crowd tonight. We're only about half full so far, but we can see massive queues out the door, and the tension is already electric. There's so much atmosphere in here already. There were a lot of fears about whether we'd get as much atmosphere as usual this year due to the fact that it's now a dry event, but I don't think there's any doubt at this moment. We're already feeling a massive electric atmosphere and the place is only half full.
Thanks very much there, Liam, down there ringside. Really is starting to pack up at the moment. We've got the Trent fans, though, sat in front of us. Not exactly great. I mean, usually in years gone by, we've always had the green and gold to look at at this time, but it's Trent, I suppose, this year. We haven't got them underneath us to compete with noise-wise.
Yeah, I mean, there's no harm in switching it around, but it's interesting to hear the noise levels previously when the Tannoy announcement came out for cheers and hoops from the crowd, and the Trent fans quite usually made a bit more noise in the Unioff. But as Liam said who's reporting down there, the stadium's only half full so far, so we'll hope to get some higher noise levels from down below us from the green and gold faithful. Interesting feature he picked up on there, Jeremy, was the fact that this year is indeed a dry event, meaning that there's no alcohol permitted inside the stadium for spectators. What's your take on the whole decision from the respective student unions?
Well, it was a very controversial one when it first came out. It was announced during the Easter holidays, part of a series of plans that have been made changes lately introduced to this series. I think the big point which I noticed on was the fact that the anger of a lot of students, how they felt they'd been missold the tickets. Obviously, this was announced after so many of these students that are here in the arena had bought their tickets. So I think it was unpopular for that decision. I understand the some of the reason behind it. Obviously, there were some high-profile cases last year, specifically with alcohol being thrown on the rink. I think it's probably the point in which I was certainly drawn to, I think, in the discussion about this afterwards. I think it is unfortunate, though, because it did help the atmosphere and it made it lively. Trent fans obviously are notorious for making the atmosphere very lively. It was them who ends up throwing the alcohol on the ice, to point that out. But it just helps give it that bit more of a, I don't know, a special occasion, that thing of like a grand day out for it. And I think it's a shame, but you do understand why they've made it. It's just regretful they have had to.
We're now going to be joined again by our Reading reporters who are in the stand, Alex Buxton and Liam Fleming, who I believe have some supporters who are looking forward to the atmosphere tonight.
Okay, I'm here live at ringside with Charlie and Josh. The players have just finished their warm-up. How excited are you for tonight, guys?
I don't think I've ever been more excited about a varsity ice hockey appearance.
So tickets sold out for this one quite quickly. How did you manage to get tickets?
He bought mine for me.
Yeah, we bought them through a society. A lot of us got in. Got about 20 of us over there.
That's good. So a big group of you tonight.
Yeah, all met Frisbee, repping.
Perfect. So obviously this is the first year that it's a dry event. How do you guys feel about the fact that there's no alcohol in here tonight?
Obviously you prefer alcohol as a student, but you understand the need for it because obviously bad behaviour last year. So hopefully they'll let it back next year. Though I do want to know why they allow it in basketball and nowhere else.
So, do you guys follow ice hockey outside of varsity?
Not at all, no.
Okay, so what do you think it is about varsity that appeals to people who wouldn't normally come to the ice hockey?
I think
it's more the varsity than being ice hockey.
So the rivalry between Trent and Notts, yeah? Okay, brilliant. Well, thank you for your time. We'll head back up to our presenters in the studio now.
Thank you very much there, Liam. Yeah, good to get the word from the horse's mouth there upon the dry situation down there, Jeremy. Seems to cause a bit of an unhappy crowd thus far for the University of Nottingham supporters. It's an interesting development, isn't it?
I think that's probably not surprising at all. It has to be said that some of the Union fans weren't too thrilled about the fact that this being a dry event, though, for us. Yeah, I was quite happy about the fact that it is interesting, though. Sorry, just go back to that. Something which fans there were saying on the fact of this isn't. It's weird. A lot of students aren't usually that interested, focused on ice hockey. And then when varsity comes around, it's like it just takes a whole other level, of course, in terms of how important this fixture and tonight is to so many students.
It really is the pinnacle of the varsity series, the jewel in the crown of the Nottingham varsity series.
That roar you can hear from the Trent fans there is deafening. They have got a full crowd in. I suppose we didn't need to be worried about any of them boycotting match seats tonight. They've made up for it with their volume. Let's hear if the University of Nottingham fans can respond. And that's what we need from them. A proper roar from the Green and Gold fans there, getting behind it and probably letting their voices heard. It sounds like for once that the Green and Gold have their voice now and we can fully challenge Trent tonight.
Yeah, come out in full force, haven't they, from University Park, Lenton, Sutton, Bonington, Jubilee Campus and across the west of the city. Fantastic support from the Green and Gold. It's a good atmosphere, isn't it, Jeremy, as per usual?
Oh, it is. I can barely hear you for that last bit there, Joe, as the roars go up from both sets of fans here. This is what students live for. This is what it means to be at Nottingham, to be part of events like tonight and to watch what is certainly one of the best supported games you will ever see as a student here. There is not an empty seat in the building I can see in front of me.
If the Nottingham Panthers can make their name in Europe, then the University of Nottingham can surely carve out their own piece of East Midlands history. Think of Brian Clough, think of Robin Hood. Tonight, the University of Nottingham can strive to reach the status of those legends.
Now is the time for revenge. 3 years is too long. It's time to put on that green and gold jersey with pride and reclaim the heart of this city. It's now time for us to hand over to our commentary team, Ollie Roberts and Savannah Howard, to win back this city. It's all on those men and women out there that wear the green and gold. Ollie and Savannah, it's over to you to take us through all of tonight's action.
Hello and welcome back to the National Ice Centre, where we are just moments away from the start of the 2018 Varsity Ice Hockey match. As ever, the University of Nottingham will be taking on their arch rivals Nottingham Trent, with both sides looking to leave tonight with the bragging rights in what is undoubtedly one of the biggest sporting events on the varsity calendar. If you tuned into our coverage of the Battle of Nottingham in February, you'll be aware of what an exciting spectacle this match promises to be. And here we go, we're underway here at the National Ice Centre, and Nottingham Trent have the puck. They've hit it downfield.
That was wonderful clearing from Alex and Josh there.
And it's Nottingham Trent in possession of the puck at the minute. But Nottingham, University of Nottingham are chasing them down. It's a bit of a scrappy start to the game at the minute, isn't it, Savannah?
Yeah, Luke Watson's getting physical.
But there's a chance already for the University of Nottingham.
Oh, Luke Watson.
First fight. What's going on here, Savannah? Everything's going on at the minute. It's a scrappy affair. We had fights, we had shots, we had everything in that first.
That was scrappy. And you saw Luke Watson using his height and his physicality to just pin Miles Richardson up against that board, get the puck out and almost score. And I think just heat was running high there.
And I think that just shows the statement of intent from Luke Watson. He has a point to prove this year. He is yet to win a varsity match and this is his last one. He needs to win this. And it's Nottingham Trent with the puck. Can they hold on to it? They can't. But now it's Jones coming away with the puck for Nottingham Trent. Can he hold on to it? It's a 3-on-3 situation here. But he shoots.
Shoots wide.
It's off target.
Shoots wide.
Both sides shooting from distance at the minute, Savannah. But is this a good tactic?
I think it's a necessary tactic at the moment, you know, going up against the likes of Doucette.
And it's Spencer Hughes with a puck, he shoots! And it's another great save from the Nottingham Trent goaltender. What an unbelievable start Matty Hodgkins has made to this game.
Yeah, he has. I can't say anything about that, really. He's literally had phenomenal touches with his pads.
In Springer Hughes with the shot there, another player who we didn't really mention in the build-up, but another crucial player for the University of Nottingham. Do you want to speak about him, Savannah?
Yes, say Ruskin is probably one of University of Nottingham's strongest players. He's just sent a phenomenal pass across the ice.
Pass across the ice. And Nottingham. Trent intercepts it. University of Nottingham got it back.
Right to Crowley, Johnson Brown, excellent positioning.
University of Nottingham score.
Ruskin Springer Hughes, easy goal. Assisted by Christy Johnson Brown.
One of the best players on the ice. He comes up with the goods. University of Nottingham have taken an early lead, as they did in the Battle of Notts. University of Nottingham 1, Nottingham Trent 0.
That's what we like to see.
What a start to this game.
High-fiving everyone on the bench.
They seem so up for it today, Savannah, don't they?
Yeah.
Two consecutive losses, and they're going to make sure it's not going to be a third by the looks of it. What a start, as we finally see a break in play. The intensity has been absolutely low so far. Players are finally managing to get a breather in, but what a start to this game. A relatively scrappy goal that. Nottingham Trent had possession of the puck but lost it fairly cheaply. And Ruskin Hughes managed to slot away the puck. And despite Matty Hodgkin's unbelievable start to the game, he's already conceded.
It's unfortunate. Conceding so early on in a game, it's, you know, 4 minutes in really.
As University of Nottingham come away with the puck from that outcoming face-off.
Absolutely
beautiful pass. University of Nottingham over 2-on-2.
Straight into Christy.
It's a brilliant save from Matty Hodgkins.
Amazing.
That would have been
the most beautiful goal
that
ever.
That would have been an outstanding goal there. Definitely the best bit of play we've seen in this match so far. University of Nottingham almost making it a 2-goal lead there. Maybe they'll rue that miss. And University of Nottingham still with the puck at the minute. There's a lot of support here. And it's George Spencer again. A great pass down the ice there.
And Cameron McCall did a fairly big hit there on Harry Dowdswell. And then you've got just a sandwich, really.
Yeah, there's a sandwich. But University of Nottingham, come on, it's a down one. They pass the puck inside. But brilliant defending there. Brilliant defending. And they pass the puck down.
Excellent touch from Mark, what a shot
that was from Nottingham Trent. That's probably their best passage of the play, as this first period has come to an end. It's the end of the first period here in the 2018 Varsity Ice Hockey match. University of Nottingham 1, Nottingham Trent 0.
Well, it's definitely been a tight first half. I think it's safe to say, Joe. I think the term attack against defence is certainly how I would sum it up. The University of Nottingham full throttle right from the off this time, which is good to see, unlike last year where they sat back and tried to absorb some of Trent's early pressure. The complete opposite this time, right on it from the front foot, and as a result, we have got a lead. felt that Universal could have got more. We really could have got more in that one.
It was an absolute onslaught from the Green and Gold, in my opinion. The Green and Gold had numerous chances in that first period. Of course, one of those taken by Christy Johnson-Brown relatively early in the first half after a scramble near to the goaltender, and Christy Johnson-Brown just slammed the ball home. But yes, you're right, Jeremy, there's been numerous chances for the Green and Gold. Luke Watson, the absolute talisman in our team, has had an absolutely fantastic display, it has to be said, in this first quarter.
Yes, he's really has
rallied the troops. He's proven that he's more than up for it, you know, going straight into the Trent players, and been absolutely a linchpin, I would say, of that first quarter for the University of Nottingham.
He's looked so fired up, hasn't he? I mean, I saw, like, when he came off about a couple of minutes ago, just before the end of that first period, he slammed his stick down, actually, because he was so annoyed. I think either that that build-up play hadn't got goal, all that he was coming off, it's hard to tell.
What impressed me most about the first half of the University of Nottingham was the, as you said, the attitude of the players. They didn't seem unfazed by the occasion as they have done in previous years. There wasn't that feeling of tentativeness, nervousness going into the first quarter. They just came out full guns blazing, and as you know, it was an absolute siege on the Nottingham Trent goal. Absolutely fantastic stuff. We're going to now go over to our stats and facts, our man on all the analysis this evening. It's Matt Webb. Matt, what are your initial thoughts upon that first quarter, given the statistics that you've got for us?
Well, you look at the statistics, Joe, and they really tell you that Nottingham, University of Nottingham, have just dominated that first period with 28 shots compared to Trent's 10. They also had 59% possession compared to Trent's 41%. And that really shows the Trent goaltender, Matty Hodgkins, really keeping Trent in it. He made 23 saves in that first half. A phenomenal effort. Obviously, he conceded the goal from Ruskin Springer Hughes. Not much you can do about that. I find it an individual play from a player who had a really great first period on the whole.
Who's been the one to watch for you, Matt, on both the University of Nottingham's team and for Nottingham Trent as well? Who's been the key players so far?
I think, obviously, Ruskin Springer Hughes was mentioned a lot by Olin Savannah in their coverage because of the fact that he's been able to be so creative, really on the counter-attack. I think that's where the University of Nottingham being able to open up Trent moving forwards. They made a lot of interceptions in that first period, 33 interceptions altogether, and that just shows how they were able to intercept the puck and therefore dictate how the play went, and I think that was really the key.
And we're now going to go over to our rolling reporter, Alex Buxton, who's joined with some supporters.
Hi, and I'm joined with James and Alex here. Guys, I've heard this is your first ice hockey event. What have you thought of the game so far?
I'm loving it, yeah. I don't know how we're only 1-0 up, to be honest, because we've been absolutely dominating, but the atmosphere is amazing. Far better than the Trent crowd. It's awesome. Yeah,
I can only just say what James has said. It's the same. Their keeper's keeping a minute. It should be more than 1-0. It's good fun, though. When we scored, the atmosphere was incredible. We can only hope for more goals.
Yeah. Are you saying, Mary, that we've only got the 1-0 advantage? We've been, on, as you said, on top, but we haven't really taken our chances so far.
Definitely, because on the break, they look a bit dangerous, so we just need to keep up the pressure, keep firing the shots in, and hope their keeper makes a mistake.
With the next to go, and with the 5-4 defeats of the 2017 Varsity Series and the Battle of Knots in the 2018 edition of the event in mind, what's your kind of feeling as to how Trent are going to come out in this next third of the game?
Well, I think this next period is vital. This is certainly going to be the deciding one, because we saw, from Battle for Knots, certainly I can remember, Union had the lead, but Trent went out all guns blazing. They technically won the second period 3-2. It was only fortunate Union had got two goals in that first period, then a few months back. Now, though, only one goal ahead, so perhaps Trent have, they'll view this as better. They've weathered Union's early storm. Granted, like we said, though, it's a completely different team, so it's not like you're saying they've set up exactly the same and following the same tactics. Not at all. But from what we're looking at, it's sort of, there's feelings of being similar. On contrast to last year, Union dug deep in the second period. They found that extra grit they needed, and they started to turn the game around. So this is going to be the period, I think, really, where we're going to see if Trent have got any hope of trying to claw their way back into it. They're going to show it now. I'm wondering if they're wanting the Union to burn themselves out early is my only concern. Really, it's the last big moment of celebration for so many students here just before their exams come. For so many students that are out here in the crowd, just being here in the arena is going to be something they will remember for a long, long time after they leave Nottingham, whether they are a Trent fan or a Union fan. Sport is something which can divide us so often, and it is dividing the city tonight, but the memories of what they will take away from tonight is something which will certainly unite them.
the clock goes into the final 30 seconds before the second period gets underway. We're going to hand you back to our commentary team in Ollie Roberts and Savannah Howard, who are going to guide you through this next period of Notts Varsity Ice Hockey 2018. Don't go anywhere.
We touched on Matty Hodgkins and how well he's been doing for Nottingham Trent and how he's kept them in the game. He made 23 saves in that first period. That is absolutely extraordinary. Without him, this game could be done and dusted already.
Without Matty, Trent, the way they're playing, they didn't have a chance against University of Nottingham forwards. The forwards have done nice, clean shots on the goal, exactly where they want to go, and Matty Hodgins is the only reason why the goal line is not significantly higher.
The Nottingham Trent get a good stick in, and they can break away now. There's a 2-on-2 here, now a 3-on-3, but it's selfish from the Nottingham Trent player. He's
selfish
shot.
From Rory Haynes.
It's Jones with the puck, and it's a great save from Mark Lovett there. An unexpected shot there from
As you can see, I think
Nottingham Trent still with the puck. This is their best period of possession so far in the game. Can they make use of it? University of Nottingham looking to win the puck back here. It's scrappy, but they've done just that. Can they send the puck up the ice now?
Got Christy Johnson-Brown skating up.
What a pass from Christy Johnson-Brown.
Excellent.
What a pass.
And that was a beautiful deflection from Matty Hodgkins.
University of Nottingham still with it. A chance. He missed a one-on-one chance, but the puck fell back to him, and he's made it two.
University of Nottingham have doubled their
lead. They've started the second period in much the same vein as the first. They've doubled their lead. What a finish. University of Nottingham 2, Nottingham Trent 0.
And you've got Luke Watson back on the ice. They're playing first line, second line in rotation. I think they're looking to get a much higher goal total than they've got already.
This is absolutely brilliant for the University of Nottingham.
Luke Watson won that face-off straight to Alex.
And Nottingham trying to break it away now. They've got 3-on-2. Can they make this count? Their best chance of the game so far. They shoot!
And Mark Lovett, a beautiful save. You've got Alex Karolik getting out of the zone.
He's still in play though, and University of Nottingham are coming away now. This is Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon!
Brilliant
for Josh Gordon! What an unbelievable finish that was! He beat one defender, he took it round the goaltender, and he finished it off. University of Nottingham get another quick goal. That's 2 in 2 minutes.
Goal.
That is a 3-goal lead. University of Nottingham 3, Nottingham Trent 0.
3-0. That was the most beautiful goal I've seen from Josh Gordon.
You feel like University of Nottingham really need to make this period of possession count, really, really finish this game off, because Nottingham Trent are breaking away now. Unbelievable! Oh, and he slipped!
Charles Sloan!
For Nottingham Trent.
And he slipped into that goal.
Who was that, Savannah?
It was Charles Sloan. You saw he lost
it. It was Charles Sloan. It was that man. He showed unbelievable stick work. He beat 3 defenders. He was one-on-one with Mark Lovett, but he slipped, and that just epitomises what we said at the start of this programme.
How important are
those skates? Would he have slipped if he'd had his normal skates? I think not.
It's possible he could have, but he doesn't look at home on the ice on his feet.
As University of Nottingham have the puck again. But
and Matt Marshall did a terrible miss on that
away.
Puck.
Terrible from Matt Marshall there. Out of nowhere, and it has to be said, that was poor keeping from Mark Lovett.
You got Matt Marshall shaking his head when he let that puck get past him through his feet. He's shaking his head.
Unfortunately, Mark Lovett is going to rue that. That was absolutely appalling, unfortunately. University of Nottingham have had the better of this period, and out of nowhere, Nottingham Trent have scored and found their way back into this game. It all started with that terrible pass from Matt Marshall. All he had to do was find his teammate. He couldn't do it. Nottingham Trent broke away, shot out of nowhere. I don't think Mark Lovett was expecting it.
No, he wasn't. Unfortunately, again, Marshall let the forward go straight past him.
As University of Nottingham get the better of the face-off again.
Alex Karolik has passed to Josh Gordon.
He's been very good in possession so far, Josh Gordon. Can he find a teammate again?
And Luke Watson, he's just keeping the ice. He's got a fantastic position, but they just couldn't find him.
He looked to find Beatrice Lester there, but couldn't find him. Nottingham took it away. It's a 1-on-1. Can they do it? It's Lowe. And Charles Lowe makes no mistake second time round. This time he scores. There's no slipping this time.
Nottingham Trent have got a second. University of Nottingham 3, Nottingham Trent 2. Their fans are going ballistic. He wasn't going to make the same mistake again, Savannah, was he?
No, he was not. And I mean, you can just see Uniov's goalkeeper just hitting his stick on the ice, the boys shaking their heads.
Unfortunately, that was a typical example of the commentator's curse there. As I was saying, how good Josh Gordon was in possession. He gave it away cheaply.
Amazing pass I've seen Benjamin Jones make. It was across two segments.
They can't keep giving Charles Lone these one-on-one chances.
Oh,
he's
God,
gonna
no.
Make this play
he's gonna score.
3-2 it stands at the end of the second period. Two goals back there from Nottingham Trent University, therefore limiting the deficit and the three-goal lead that the University of Nottingham had at the end of the first period. It was an unfortunate loss of two goals, Jeremy, but the Uniov came back fighting at the end of that second period, didn't they? They came back in earnest despite losing those two goals.
I told you this second period is going to be where Trent was going to come out, and they won that second period. They pulled out an amazing performance, I have to say, in that one. First half pass bit was fantastic for them. I hate to say it, but it really was for Trent. Fortunately, though, Uniov, they stopped the rot, they dealt with it straight away, and they fought hard. They did very well early on in that period, which I think was key, but Trent were turning the screw at one point. But big thing for that, Joe, we were down two players at one point in that, and we fought heroically. I'm sure you and I are probably going to have a bit more of a chat about this at some point, but I think we're probably going to be handing over to Ollie and Savannah very shortly, because we have a very special event going on. It is the Battle of the SU Sports Officers.
Yeah, it's the Puck Off, and we're joined by our commentators now, Ollie Roberts and Savannah Howard, to guide us through it.
Oh, welcome back home. We're just witnessing the student union officers puck off at the minute. It was Adam Pratchett, by the looks of it, who had the first attempt there. An absolutely terrible attempt, Savannah, wasn't it? What do you make of that as an ice hockey player? Adam Pratchett trying to get the crowd going, but I'm not having any of it.
I mean, it's hard to shoot from the blue line, but...
As Nottingham Trent Sports Officers, it's a bad attempt. Is it? No, not really. No, no.
How many metres is that?
I'm trying to be nice, but I'll be completely honest there. The puck didn't travel further than about 2 metres.
I thought Adam Pratchett was bad.
Unfortunately, I don't think she's going to make the Nottingham Trent team anytime soon, as Adam Pratchett's second effort goes exactly the same place as his first, wide.
Straight to Trent Tiger.
So far, the standard of ice hockey between these student union officers hasn't been the best. Fortunately, they haven't been part of the respective teams. As Nottingham Trent student union officer takes her second attempt, it can't be much worse than the first one.
She's taking a big old goal.
No, it can.
I didn't even think it would move for a minute.
I'm being quite mean here, because I'll be honest with you, I've tried ice hockey before, and I couldn't even stay, I could not be doing this. Like, I was falling over left, right and centre.
Fortunately, they're not
there
wearing
there we go, Adam Pratchett with his third attempt. Oh, it's a loss. Oh. It looks on target.
That's
the closest attempt so far. Still fairly dreadful, but in the context of how things are going so far...
I think he's probably the best shot so far.
Adam Pratchett definitely seeing the funny side and cheering on the Nottingham Trent student union officer here. Come on, this could be her final attempt. Can she do it?
She's looking.
Here we go.
She's opted a different stance
this time. She's looking to the bench for support. She's swinging. Oh God, she's taking a long time with this. She's really trying to get her angles right here. And she misses the puck. No, she's going to have another swing. What a strike! She was toying with us all along. Get her right on the ice.
That was insane. She hustled Adam Pratchett from the looks of it.
She was toying with us all along. She knew what she was doing.
We can now go over to our roaming reporters down there. Leo, I believe it's down to you, Dalla. How are things after above a nervy half, and it has to be said, nervy period, for the green and gold? What's the reaction from the fans down there?
Yeah, a definite change in atmosphere. You can feel it. After the first period, a lot of people seemed very confident, but now much less so. I'm here with Rob. Rob, how are you enjoying the night so far?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Both sides have got great support. Obviously, Uniov is much better support, naturally, because we are just better in every way.
Yeah. So after that first period, we were 1-0 up. We maintained the same lead, but quite a different scoreline. How do you feel about that period?
Well, I'm quite confident we'll keep the scoreline. I mean, they don't seem to have anything over us. We went down 2 players when the players went off in the same bin, and they couldn't do anything. So, yeah.
So you're feeling confident?
Confident.
Predictions for the end of the game?
It'll be 10-2.
10-2, very confident. Brilliant, thank you.
We're going to go back into the crowd now, and Alex and Liam, I believe we've got some more supporters down there for you. What's the mood down there?
We've just seen the cheerleaders' performances. We're after period two again. I'm here with Deji. Deji, what were your thoughts on that period?
I think it was a wonderful period to start off with. Got a few good goals from Uniov, perfect play. And then obviously Trent, I've got the momentum now, but hopefully we can still win the game with the quality we have on the field.
How confident are you now that momentum has shifted?
I feel like I'm still confident, you know. I feel we're good defence, good attackers. I think it's 5-3. 5-3 is what I'm calling.
5-3, that's a very strong prediction.
We are now joined by a very special guest, Adam Pratchett, the SU sports officer, fresh off the ice. I suppose probably least said about that the better for you there, Adam.
I'd like to apologise to all the Nottingham students for my performance tonight. It was unacceptable. I'm resigning with immediate effect. We'll leave it up to Emma to finish off the series.
Well, don't quite trust that fan, mate. I mean, what do you reckon of tonight, though, so far? Obviously, we'll start off with the whole event and the spectacle. Big crowd, absolutely massive. Uniov fans especially, we've been fantastic to work with them tonight for us.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm really impressed. You know, despite all the changes this year, had so many fans turn out for this game. Absolute sellout, and it's great to have that really atmosphere bumping. To be for me on the sideline is absolutely incredible. 10 months in the planning, we finally be here is amazing. So it's absolutely incredible night.
I mean, it sounds like from up here where we are that for the first time in all the time I've been here for it, that the Uniov fans are finally drowning out Trent's racket.
Yeah, I completely agree. They've been absolutely amazing today. Credit to them. You know, they're turning out their numbers. So many green and gold t-shirts out there. So let's get this rest of the game sorted out.
Well, thanks. Let's then turn attention then quickly to things on the rink. Obviously, that first period, brilliant from the Uniov. We were saying, a bit unlucky that it was only 1-0, has to be said. Second period, a bit more nervy.
Yeah, completely. I think, you know, we started off strong. A great, really quick kind of succession of goals. But yeah, we just sort of cut hold on to that and not kind of bottle it under pressure like I did.
Well, don't worry, mate. I'm sure no one will hold against you. Final period coming up very shortly. Your score predictions then?
I think it's going to be 5-3 to UON.
Oh, big there from the SU sports officer. You're hoping then to present that trophy, to get that winning trophy, I'm assuming then tonight.
Absolutely, and they deserve it.
The crown jewel then of varsity for so many people's eyes. I know obviously you view basketball as a little bit more when we return here in 2 weeks' time. You're looking forward to that?
Absolutely. The guys have been training really hard. They've got their friend playoff game next week, but they haven't stopped. You know, the focus is there. We're ready to take on training card. We claim that varsity title.
Well, it's going to be great to see. I mean, I wonder what the varsity score is going to be when that rolls on. Obviously, 1-1 finally poised here tonight. This point, we'll put one side into the lead. It's going to be a question. Can the green and gold do it?
Absolutely. I think we've got this in the bag. So let's just keep going forwards.
And we're back here for the final period of this 2018 Nottingham Varsity Ice Hockey match. And what a match it's been, Savannah. Is it still to play for going into the final third? University of Nottingham, obviously, with that one goal advantage.
It definitely is. There's only a point in it. I think Uniov can hold on to their lead, perhaps get a few more goals in, as long as they don't make any more mistakes. But at the moment, both teams have an almost equal chance of winning.
And the third period underway now, folks. University of Nottingham 3, Nottingham Trent 2. 20 minutes to go here. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Here we go.
There
B. Lester with
the puck.
She plays the puck down the ice.
Back
but tackled
up
by Truls Lone, who has 15 minutes to try and salvage this game for Nottingham Trent. And he's almost done just that. He's played the puck into the centre of the ice.
Truls has definitely found his feet now.
Truls has found his mojo, seemingly. Finally getting used to those skates, seemingly. As there is another break in play, the crowd have started doing YMCA. Both teams bringing on multiple substitutions. Now you can see that people are getting tired. 15 minutes to go here.
And won that face-off. He passed it back to Alex Karolux, who's skating around back door past the net.
15 minutes to go for the University of Nottingham.
And he's
going to
go coast to coast. He's showing.
He's going coast to coast at the minute. University of Nottingham. This is it. What a strike that was by number 17, Alex Karolux. That would have been an unbelievable solo finish there. But Nottingham Trent are breaking away with it now.
If only Ross.
Number 34, and it's a great strike from distance by Mark Lovett. That's Nottingham Trent have obviously done that a lot. They've shot from distance multiple occasions. It caught Mark Lovett off guard in the second period. They tried to do it again, but Mark Lovett was on hand this time, wasn't he, Savannah?
Yes, he is. And that was just phenomenal reflexes right there.
Challenged by Luke Watson, who seems so up for it. He's 14 minutes away from finally getting a varsity
Luke
victory.
Watson's got to be careful. He's hooked his stick around Benjamin Jones.
Nottingham Trent with the puck now.
Back into
number
Kirkland
85,
Evans.
Kirkland Evans, who's had a steady game, hasn't he, Savannah?
He has. He's been fantastic in
defence. Benjamin
defense.
Jones on the offensive now. He seemingly moved from defence to attack, fulfilling a more natural role. And maybe he could be the difference for Nottingham Trent. They need to try and get him into the game more. But one man who has been in the game is Ruskin Spring Hughes. He's on the puck again.
And Stu Jones
to number 11, Stu Jones. Stu Jones, a great bit of stick work, and he finds number 23, who plays the puck into the centre of the ice.
And there was no one there.
George Spencer, who beats one. George Spencer beats two. Can he get the puck through? And he can. No, a he vital can't. Interception that.
Harry Dowdswell skating hard again down
Harry
the
Dowdswell,
ice.
Harry Dowdswell, beat one. He's got the puck. Can he find a teammate in the centre?
He's got Mitch Doucette.
Not much support here
big
for Dowdswell,
Canadian.
But he manages to find Ruskin Hughes, who beats one again.
And now we've got Mitch Doucette back to Christy Johnson-Brown.
Christy Johnson-Brown has lost out there to the Nottingham Trent defender. He's sent the puck wrong.
Have you seen Josh Gordon on the ice yet?
I haven't seen Josh Gordon on the ice for a while. A potential injury, maybe, because he has been one of the University of Nottingham's most pivotal players. As Nottingham Trent on the attack and they shoot, but a relatively poor effort. Not challenging Mark Lovett at all there. End-to-end stuff, and University of Nottingham have regathered it. It's Mitchell Doucette with the puck.
And
he sends it long.
He's looking for Christy Johnson-Brown.
To Christy Johnson-Brown, but Nottingham Trent have regathered it, and it's Benjamin Jones again.
And Luke
he's going
Watson.
It to number four, Adrian Makarovics.
It's a very difficult name to
Apologies
say.
For
even
butchering that pronunciation, but it's fairly difficult. I'm not even sure he can pronounce it.
If it helps you out, the club just call him Maka.
I'm going to call him Maka as well, then. It's number 97 who shoots. There's another save from Mark Lovett, who's done brilliantly since making that mistake. And just as I say that, has that ball gone in? I don't know.
No goal.
No goal there. Another save from Mark Lovett. Brilliant stuff.
It looked like a phenomenal shot from Makarovic.
I was on the edge of my seat there. My heart was pounding. University of Nottingham.
Yeah. Alex Carlux is back. He shot it right into the zone.
Still maintaining that slender lead. And as I look up at the scoreboard, there's just over 10 minutes to go. That 10 minutes has gone so quickly. Just over 9 minutes to go now for University of Nottingham to finally avenge the 2 defeats in previous years.
They're keeping out their strongest D. It looks like Alex has played.
And it's Hughes, whose stick has just smashed there. He's going to look for a new one.
Stick has snapped in half.
And Luke Watson has taken his place on the ice there. Awful stuff for Springer Hughes
there.
What bad luck that is.
Just how much strength Springer Hughes can generate. Trent is pulling Matty Hodgkins for the last.
Trent is pulling Matty Hodgkins. That is a huge
decision,
do you not think?
Well,
why have they done that, do you think?
It means they can have 6 out players on the ice against 5 of Uniovs.
Very, very interesting decision from Nottingham Trent here. Will they make that extra man count? Well, extra player count, I should say. 1 minute to go.
And Alex Carolix gets the puck.
Can you imagine Nottingham? Come, hold on. Can they do it, boys? Great save from Mark Lovett.
And Trent is pushing the
Nottingham
pressure
Trent
on.
Are pushing so hard.
40 seconds, all they need to do is hold on.
40 seconds, the crowd are going mental here. I am going mental.
Back, Benjamin Jones and Kirkland Evans. And Luke Watson's, he's dropped a stick and he's kicking it.
Come on, guys.
He flattened Stu Jones on the ice there.
30 seconds, just send it up the ice.
And Alex Carolix is back out. That's been a strong player for Uniov. A big hit from Mitch.
20 Doucette. Seconds to go. University of Nottingham in possession. Can they get the puck down the ice rink?
Christy Johnson.
They're
going to
be here.
He's fouled.
This could be it. This is going to be it.
Ruskin. 4-2.
Got it.
And Christy is answering the air.
Have sealed it. And it's that man again. Ruskin Springer Hughes.
He got his hat trick.
And that is it.
That is
Savannah.
Trent and nothing more. As I said, pulling a goalie with that much time left was not a decision I would have made.
I am losing my voice, but that was absolutely phenomenal. What a way to do it.
It shows
that man again, Ruskin Springer Hughes. That's his hat trick.
It shows
what a game,
the experience.
What a performance. Luke Watson is finally going to taste victory. They've done it. 9 seconds to go.
And Christy, it's going to be a power play. Christy Johnson-Brown is... it's a 5-on-3. All they need to do is hang on for 9
all
seconds.
All they need to do is hang on for 9 seconds. Surely, surely this is it, Savannah.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope so.
Here we go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we've done it. That is it. University of Nottingham have won the Varsity Ice Hockey.
Woo! I'm so happy right now.
What a victory. I absolutely love that. And they are going mental. They are mobbing each other. I have a feeling.
Even Matt Marshall is trying to get involved there.
Even Matt Marshall trying to get involved. Even the players who barely contributed. They've all played a part, really.
They've all played a part. They've all had a spirit.
Who do you think is at the centre of it? I imagine it's Ruskin Springer Hughes.
What I can imagine it's Ruskin Springer Hughes or Luke Watson.
And I'm so happy for him.
And they're just the look of happiness on their faces.
After 2 years of heartache, University of Nottingham have finally won the Varsity Ice Hockey. And if you think about it, Savannah, if we think about the statistic regarding the Battle of Notts, we lost the Battle of Notts this year, but we won the Varsity Ice Hockey.
And the Varsity
is
what counts.
And that statistic is going to carry on. And the Varsity, like you said, is what counts. We take a 2-1 series lead over Rule now. What a performance. What a victory. Savannah, who has been your player of the match?
Gosh, I'm going to have to split it between Trent and Uniov. I'm going to say, without a doubt, Matty Hodgkins kept Trent in the game.
Definitely.
Without him, Trent would have had no chance. And I'd say for Uniov, I'm not sure. I mean, Beatrix Lester, Christy Johnson-Brown, Ruskin Springer Hughes, it could be any of them.
Would you believe it? After 2 years of defeat for the University of Nottingham, the Green and Gold have come back from the dead to overcome their arch rivals, Nottingham Trent. From the wondrous Watson to the colossal Christy Johnson-Brown, these maestros have written their names into Nottingham folklore. They'll be prancing on the pavement of Portland Hill. They'll be dancing on the dojos at the David Ross Sports Village. They'll be tending to the sounds and boars of Sutton Bonington. Are you listening, Clifton Campus? Are you listening, Brackenhurst? Are you listening, Newton? The colour of Nottingham is green. It's always been green. You never saw a fire truck clad in a pink overall. Stuart Pearce didn't know where Trent SU was. Jake Bug doesn't know the lyrics to Trent Army. They'll be making appeal videos because the green and gold have sent the Trent Tiger into extinction. Those legends have sent the 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham into absolute delirium. Drink it in, you heroes. Remember every moment of this night. History will remember you as the legends that broke Trent's winning run and reclaimed the ice hockey crown and this city's heart back where it rightfully belongs. Are you listening, Nangbo? Can you hear me, Sutton Bonington? This is a rallying cry to every student at the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom, Malaysia and China. To everyone who wears the green and gold colours past and present, stand up, smile and take pride in what your players have done tonight. For tonight, they have put this university back in the hot seat. They have won the jewel in the crown and they have put us in the driving seat now as we cruise down Brian Clough Way to victory in this series. Sing, chant and stamp all you want, Trent. Tonight, you have been well and truly beaten. T-R-E-N-T, you're going to lose, Varsity, and you might rather be a Polly, but I'd rather be a winner. And tonight, that's what it means to be a student here at the University of Nottingham. You can scurry off like your fans have emptied now, but we will hunt you down and beat you in every match this year series. Nottingham was once famous for making lace, but tonight it has produced players of steel who have shown that they are made of pure gold, green and gold, but that is the colour of this city tonight. You thought, Trent, that you were going to make this into a Moser Point meltdown. Well, slink off and hide, because tonight will be remembered as the miracle at the Moser Point, where we broke your run and we will win this series. 2-1 it now stands in the Varsity series after wins on Super Wednesday and now in the ice hockey for the University of Nottingham. It's been some start to the 2018 Nottingham Varsity series for the Green and Gold. It was a dry event, but there was some liquid ice hockey on show here at the Moser Point Arena, the National Ice Centre. A fantastic display from the Green and Gold as they just collect their winners' medals on the centre ice. A fantastic performance. 4-2
fantastic result, and now it goes on to the latter stages of this Varsity Series. A fantastic start though from the Green and Gold. We're going to go down to Matt Webb, our man on stats and facts this evening. He's going to round up some of the total points and the nuts and bolts of the operation.
Yes, Charles, being a phenomenal performance from the University of Nottingham. I think everyone was on edge in that last period because of the way it flowed. You know, you can tell there were only seven face-offs actually in that period, showing that the game was able to flow really nicely. And 6 days won by University of Nottingham. They were putting the pressure on all period, really. And, you know, they have 13 shots with 8 of those on target compared to Trent's 10 and 62% possession, just showing how they were able to dominate that period and just really bring it home for the Green and Gold.
OK, right, well, we now can confirm that we are going to go over to our roaming reporter. It's going to be Alex Buxton who is going to be down there. Looking down, it could be Luke Watson, but I'm going to throw it over now to Alex. It's over to you.
After last year's heartbreak, how good a feeling was
to finish in that way? It was just absolutely incredible, and the boys played their hearts out.
Yeah, and obviously we kind of raced into that kind of 3-0 lead, but then out of nowhere they kind of came back into it after a lot of dominance. What was going through your minds at that point?
I think we just we wanted to get back to the game plan we executed for the first period and a half there. We lost our way midway through the second, and then I think their two goals spurred us back into life.
Yeah, was anything actually said at any point to kind of spur the players back on at that point? Because you seem to kind of jump back into action after that two-goal kind of shock.
Well, I mean, we accepted that we switched off for 8 minutes in the dressing room. It was focus, get back to the way we played in the first, and that's what we did.
And today, was there anyone who particularly stood out to you?
Well, I mean, you got to credit Ruskin for his 3 goals in his first varsity, so that was nice. You got to feel for Trules as well on the Trent team. I mean, he had his skate stolen 2 days ago, so him falling over, that was not like him at all.
It's been an absolutely brilliant night here down at the Motor Point Arena. Thank you then to everyone that has been tuning in to us. We will be back live on air for Varsity. We're going to have a bit of a week off, a bit of a break. My voice needs a bit of a break. We're going to have a bit of a week off then, and we will then be back on Monday at 12 o'clock, I believe. That will be not next Monday, but the Monday after. You can look forward to that. We'll be at Lady Bay, hopefully all fingers crossed, for the rugby, which you can look forward to. Should be a fantastic day's action down there.